Spend off from the nanos. Yeah. We need a talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need a talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need a talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need a talk, love. Can I flew from NY to LA like Simone. Got a text from Lil Baby saying, come home. Why she tripping? It's the mission that I've been on. And she sent me them four words like I did wrong. Damn. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I?
What's up? This your favorite hood hottest princess, sexy motherfucking red.
Ho, you know my fucking name. I'm the hottest off the block.
Y'all probably heard my new single, Pound Town.
My coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
Female Gucci man out now.
Yeah.
What's up, Nala? We need to talk. I'm trying to get up with your blood. I'm trying to get up with your blood.
All right. What's going on, guys? Nala Simone here with another episode of We Need to Talk, and we have a very special guest in the building. Sexy Red is here.
Sick.
How are you?
What camera should I look at?
This is your camera right here.
Okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
How are you feeling, man? You've been having a crazy year this year.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling busy. Booked and busy.
Booked and busy.
Yeah.
So I know you started making music in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
2019. So for 2019 to now,
yeah.
Tell me, like, the journey behind that.
I put in that footwork. I ain't playing. Like, I used to do, like, low shows. I used to just perform just to get my name out there. It used to be crowds that
like showcases.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
I used to perform in front of crowds that used to just stand there and just look at me, and I still was like just doing me, like not giving a fuck. But shit, way different now, cause it be, you know, the crowd be more turned. You know, like I guess they heard me now.
She said, "I guess they."
I guess
hear
they
me
heard
now.
Me now.
I mean, shit, you can play Pound Town in any club right now, and it's like the record, record of the night.
It's just gonna make you start dancing, cause it made me start dancing. Like, as soon as you heard it, be like, I be.
That was you in the studio and making it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that's why I said it on the song. That was freestyle.
That was a freestyle.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing was a freestyle.
That's hilarious.
The whole thing.
So okay, all right. So I want to backtrack to your origins of just becoming an artist.
Yeah.
So you started rapping in 2019. What were your plans before that? Like, were you always envisioning of being an artist?
No. I was doing her. Anything to get some money, sell some weed or something, you know, just regular shit. And then I started rapping because my boyfriend at the time had made me mad. He was fucking with a lame-ass bitch. So I made a song about it. I made a diss song. And then he was telling all his friends, he like, yeah, listen to my girlfriend rap. Listen to her rap. She hard.
You made a diss song
about him and the bitch.
No.
Yes. And then he told all his friends, like, yeah, listen to her rap. She so hard. Yeah, for real, she hard. And then that's how I went from there.
Did you put the diss song out?
Nah.
I want to hear that shit.
It's funny. I was talking all shit. I was just joning. I was joning on them, saying how they shirt clothes, they dusty. I was just saying all shit.
Sheesh.
I was snapping. He was like, yeah, my girlfriend.
And he loves it.
He was telling all. Every time we'd be in the court with one of his friends, he'd say, play your rap. I'm like, oh, my God.
No. Yeah, he's not supposed to like it, though. That's why I'm mad.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. But he straight was fucking with it.
That's hilarious.
It was funny.
Okay. All right, so you got your inspo by doing the diss record. Somebody else said that, too. I think. Whatever. Okay, that's funny. I think it was the Not Atlanta. Not Atlanta girl. What's her name? Amaretta.
Oh, she did this song.
Same shit.
And that's how she started popping.
She got inspired by writing diss records when she was writing them out like candy. Like,
yeah, you just talking shit. Yeah. Yeah. All some bullshit.
Okay, so what made you realize, like, damn, I actually got some shit?
Okay, so when I realized that motherfuckers was really fucking with me is when it was my birthday and I'm like, okay, so my boyfriend already said I'm hard. Everybody was like, you hard, just write a real rap. So then I had made a song and I went to the studio and recorded it. And then I was just previewing the song. I was sending it to all my friends and then everybody started sending it all around the city. And they like, this the new rapper in town. I'm like, oh, I'm a rapper. I ain't know. I just made a little song for me and my beats.
She said, I do hair.
Yeah, that's for real. Yeah, they was like, shoot a music video. Then they calling me trying to book me and shit to perform her. They like, I'll give you $100 if you come perform the song. I'm like, for real? And that's when I'm like, I'm just doing some shit. I'm like, wow. All right, shit. So yeah, they was fucking with the song. Then I shot the video. Then it went up from there. Everybody was just like, yeah, this the new girl rapping in town. Like,
I love that.
Period. So I wasn't even trying. It was effortless. Like, I just was on some bullshit.
I really love that. Being from St. Louis, I feel like, you know, St. Louis doesn't really have an industry like New York has.
No, we don't.
Hell no. It's cool to see you take off in an environment that don't really have
that. Man, I be sitting back all the time like, this really my life? Like, I'm straight. And then there's hella people in my city that be rapping, trying to make it out. Yeah. But it's like, everybody be straight fuck with me, and I be doing this shit effortlessly, and I'm just like, I'm not even trying. Sometimes I used to be like, I don't even want to be no rapper. Like, I'm not no rapper. I'm just doing this shit. But they wanted me to keep doing
this. Sis, you are a rapper, though. You got it. You got to wear it now.
Rapper / trapper.
Okay.
I guess I am a rapper, though.
A hustler. You're a hustler.
Yeah, for real. That's it. It's TL shit.
I get that. Growing up in St. Louis, who would you say are, like, some of your inspirations?
Well, I listen to Chief Keef, Ludfo, Boosie, Webby, Project Pat, Juicy J. Like, I like hood shit. That's kind of where everybody, not everybody, but, like, we be listening to, like, hood shit out there. Like, they don't listen to all that TikTok shit out there.
Memphis vibes.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Because they listen to Pooh Shot, like, ghetto-ass shit. They not going to be listening to no TikTok songs and shit. Like,
okay.
The shit that go viral, like, people like, they don't listen to stuff like that out there.
But Pound Town, isn't Pound Town a TikTok song?
It's not no TikTok song. TikTok is like
not
for
that
kids.
You made it.
You know,
for that.
Like kid bop shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Pound Town, I don't know. I guess they made it a TikTok song, but it wasn't.
It really shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be no TikTok song. They made it one though. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. All right. Cool. So fast forward. Mm-hmm. Here you are now.
Yeah.
You're collaborating with Sukiyana and Ali Choppa. Who else do you plan
Summer,
on?
Summer. I collaborate
Summer
with
Walker,
Summer.
Yes.
I be collaborating with everybody.
That was major.
I just did something with Party.
Next Door?
No.
Party.
I don't know.
Partisan.
Oh, Partisan.
That's his full name, Partisan. Yeah, I just
Oh, Gloss.
I've been working with everybody. Everybody be trying to get at me. Everybody trying to get at me, so I've been working with everybody.
That's fly.
Yeah.
What are you playing with, new sounds or like what?
Yeah, I always do though. I've been doing it. Like, I ain't got no specific sound, I don't think, because like if I heard some shit and I feel like I could just snap on it, I'll do that.
Okay.
It could be a rock star beat. It could be a singing beat. Like, because what that one song I did that Carlton, what's her name? Carlton? Amanda Carlton. What the hell name?
Vanessa Carlton.
You know that song?
The flip.
Making my way.
Yeah, you flipped it.
You heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I could do anything.
You're the first to go viral. Okay.
Yeah.
Off of that.
Making my way through the hood with Sobu.
Yeah. Oh, but you do mad flips. You did the slob on my knob flip.
Yeah,
you did, what was the other one? That's like your thing.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring that back? Do like a tape of that?
Nah, I don't really do that. Only reason I did it is because like when I'm writing songs, I don't have a new beat to go off of. Mm. Like, that's when I was first writing my music and stuff. So, I just go on YouTube, get a beat, and rap on it. And
gotcha.
Then put some, you know. But now I got people that can make my beats for me and all that, you know.
Anybody in particular that you're gravitating towards as far as sonically, producers?
Producers? Like, what producer, man? I be like, is y'all producing a song or making a beat? Like, what the fuck is a producer? What is it? I be confused sometimes. Is it both?
Depends on the producer. Some people are making the beat. Some people are just telling people how to make the beat. Depends.
Well, I fuck with Doughboy, Count Up Dough. I fuck with him. You're gonna make that Magfly just like my nigga Doughboy. You know what I'm talking about? And I like Tay Keith beats.
Mm.
Yeah, they got like hard beats, thumping beats for me.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Being that like female rappers are dominating rap right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, ain't it?
I never thought I would see an era like this.
I didn't either though, because back in the day, it wasn't even easy for everybody to be getting on rapping, was it? Like, it was only like famous people that was like that you knew, you know what I'm saying? But now anybody can drop a song and straight get famous.
Yep.
That's crazy to me.
I know. But it makes it fun.
Yeah, it do. Because it's like,
I feel like what's unique about your sound is just how shocking the shit be that you say. Like, my booty hole is brown.
I didn't think that was a shocker. Like, when people be, when I be listening to my stuff and people be like laughing and all that, I be like, what's funny? I be dead serious.
No.
I be dead serious. Like, I didn't think it was funny when I said, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. But then everybody start laughing. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
No, I'm cracking up. What do you mean? It's not that it's funny. Like, it's not like it's funny because we didn't know that. It's just funny because nobody talks about their asshole. Like, and not on a record. No?
No, I
you
heard.
You don't get that?
No, yeah, I heard because...
she said, I heard.
I heard that. Because when I be looking at comments on my stuff, it be long-ass paragraphs. They be like, I was born in 1970. Like, they be saying old-ass shit. Then they be like, all of my years, this is the most raunchiest, ratchetest rap I heard, and I love it. Because they be saying, like, nobody sit there and talk about the colors of their ass and shit. I be using, that, like, descriptions when I rap. Like, I tell the whole story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, we hear it. We know.
Yeah, I really do, though. So I looked up, what that's called, the analytics?
Analytics.
Analytics.
Yeah.
I looked up the analytics. And, like, because I like to see where my top listeners at, who my top listeners. New York, my city is my first, you know, they my
St.
top.
St. Louis.
But New York is my second city.
That, hilarious.
Yes, that's what I said. I said New York, and that's a big music city. They yeah. straight the second city there, like.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's
hard. A hard city to crack.
You heard me? And then when it said, like, the percentages of the male and female, it straight was, like, 70% male and 30% female.
I'm not surprised about that. My guy friend DJ Money put me on to your record.
They fuck with
months
me.
Ago. He said, this the shit. I'm telling you, this the shit. I'm like, really? I never heard of Sexy Red. What? Then I went and did the research. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Like, I got some straight songs. Like, people don't be knowing. I got all songs. I've been doing this shit. They just don't know.
That's fire. Okay. So, we talked about you going viral. Let's get into this game. So, I play a game called Fill in the Blank.
Okay.
But it's just so people can get to know you better. They're like personal questions.
Okay. Period.
The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I... the older I get, the less I... Like, can you give me an example?
The less I care. The less I get angry.
Less I care.
Less you care.
Yes. For sure, less I care. It was a good one.
You know what I was going to say, actually, because you were talking about reading the comments. And I know, like, on Twitter, sometimes there's ugly narratives about you.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you feel the need to combat that? Like, what are some...
I don't care. I literally don't care. People been talking about me all my life. I always did me. I never cared what the next person had to say.
What's your sign?
Aries.
Ah, that's why.
I swear. Like, I be seeing them comments, but I feel like when people be calling me, they be saying I'm dirty. They call me ugly. They say all kind of stuff about me, but that kind of stuff really boosts my ego. Like, you know how it brings some people down? When people call me ugly, they make me be like, bitch, ugly. Like, it'll turn me up. Like, yeah.
That's great.
For real, people can't bring me down. It ain't nothing nobody can say about me to make me feel low about myself, because I know who I am. Like, that's just your opinion, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I know what I think about myself, so, you know what I mean?
And the cool thing is, you're just being yourself.
Yeah, I just be being myself. So what could you say? I'm being me. I'm not trying to, you know, do too much.
I think the disconnect with the internet, and the internet shit don't be real anyway.
It don't.
But, like, the disconnect is just you can't tell if somebody is being themselves or this is, like, a fake. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what, because everybody be saying, oh, this really how you is.
Yeah.
When they meet me in person, I'm like,
this is really how she is.
I'm really like that.
Nah, I love it. Okay. So, I can't believe I actually blanked when I was younger.
I can't believe I actually blanked when I was young. What? I can't believe I actually blanked when I was young. I don't know.
You ain't do nothing crazy when you're younger.
Yeah, I mean, it's some shit that come to my head, but it's like, oh my God, oh my gosh. Okay, I couldn't believe I was when I was young. It's like blanked when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want me to tell you a secret?
Yes. Of course. What?
No, you know when you little and like, I don't know, it's not right, but like when I was little, my cousins used to make me kiss my other little cousins. You know? You ain't never heard no shit like that?
No, but that's some Southern shit.
Yeah, it's
that's
weird.
Southern shit.
I be talking to my friends, like, because I get older, and I tell my friends, like, you want to know something? Like, Because that was weird when I was little. But I'm, you know how you think about some shit when you get old?
Older. And you're like, and you why the like, hell he had me doing that?
Yeah, type shit. But yeah, I can't believe I did that when I was young. Because I be like, I look at my cousins and I be like, I can't believe that they had
At least it was just stuff. Kissing.
They do that.
What the
they
fuck?
They be fucking their cousins and shit.
Y'all niggas need to get out of the town. Get out of the town. Okay? There's more people out here.
Oh, God. Because I remember I was little. My cousins used to be liking me and shit. That's crazy.
That's hilarious. Well, I'm glad. I know, you know. It's something in my interview notes where you talked about, like, seeing foreign black people. Like, that was new to you.
What you mean, seeing foreign
black? You said that, like, you weren't used to seeing other types of black people.
Yeah, I was not. Much. Hell nah.
Yeah.
What you is? You look like you some.
Black.
You just black?
Black and Indian.
Yeah. Okay, you got some good hair. Okay.
Yes, yes. My family is from the South, though.
Yeah.
Alabama, like, Georgia.
Oh, for real? You from down here?
Like where?
New York?
Mm-mm. I'm from Maryland.
Maryland.
My family from Florida.
Okay. Period.
I'm from all over the fucking place. But yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But when you said that, I was like, damn, that's back to just get out of the town. Because all you see is the shit in your town.
Just like straight black. Like, yeah. But when I went to Miami, because that was like one of the main cities that I started traveling to for business.
Mm-hmm.
I was just seeing all kind of people. You could tell the scenery be different, too. Because they was just looking different. Like, everything about them was different. Like, they fade. Everything. I'm like, you could tell I ain't in St. Louis. Because where I'm from, they just be looking a mess. But when I went to Miami, everybody was, like, dressed up and looking bougie and shit. Like, I was like,
I don't really like Miami, not gonna lie. It is cool. Very sedity.
It is.
It's a sedity.
It is
sedity.
It's, like, all pretty bitches out there.
Yeah.
They got their bodies right. You know, like, they work out. I'm like, I'm not used to all this shit.
Yeah. If, all right, I'm not gonna be shady, but yes, yes, I feel you. Dang. So, but St. Louis is not a small town, though, honestly.
It's like, you can say it's small, but it's, like, it's not, I'd be like, damn, it really ain't that small, but everybody know everybody type shit.
I get that. Okay, back to my game.
Okay.
I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
I don't be embarrassed, but like when I hear big ass words, I hurry up and look it up. Like if somebody, say you just said a big ass word that I don't know, you probably won't even know, but I'd be over here looking up the word. Like try to learn what the fuck you talking about.
At least you try to look it up. That's good.
I like learning new words.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I would die without blank.
My vibrator. I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Nah, because.
She said, I'm on a roll and I don't got time for you niggas.
Nah, I would die without some money because, like, I love money. And shoes, like, I don't know. I ain't materialistic, but I would, yeah.
She said, I like to shop.
I do. Yeah. Like, if it was a house fire, I would want to grab all that shit. Like, they'd be like, hurry up and grab some. I'd be grabbing clothes, shoes, money. You know, shit like that.
That's funny. What's, like, since you got on, what's, like, the flyest thing that you bought or something that you love the most?
Well, it's not the fly stuff I bought, but my team be hooking me up, and they just be buying me gifts and stuff, like, just spoiling me, turning me up. And I'm like, oh, for me?
Shout out to the team.
For a little hood bitch like me. Like, they got me this purse.
Cute.
This was a gift. This bracelet was a gift.
Love that.
They just be buying me all stuff. I love that.
I love that.
Oh, these nails was a gift. Everything. Shit, the shoes, the pants, the belt. They just be turning me up. I don't got to do nothing.
Man, that's something I could get used to. I love that for you.
Yeah,
yes.
They just be spoiling me because I'm like, it's like a little bit of girls on our team. It's like two girls that's on the team and then all the rest of the niggas. So they be really spoiling the girls.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Fire. Okay. Who, yeah, let's see. From time to time, it's good to blink.
Good to pray.
I love that.
Yeah, out of nowhere, too. Like, if you think about some shit, just stop and pray and say, yo, you know, give thanks.
Sometimes I look back at my life and blink.
Sometimes I look back at my life and be shocked how far I came or where I'm at, you know.
Yeah. I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
I made a complete fool of myself. I don't know. I had some embarrassing moments, but I can't think of them. But
anything on stage? I've been getting a lot of really good stage stories or like stage. Tour stories.
I'm on stage, I did. What's the question again?
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked. Like, somebody said they had drunk, like, some type of water that fucked up their voice that they thought would enhance it. It was a singer, so when he went up there, he was cracking and mm-mm. all types of shit.
I can't really think of nothing.
Nothing? Mm-mm. Okay. An ideal world is blank.
The ideal world is...
Yeah.
Like, my ideal world... Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of your ideal world?
My ideal world would be... Shit, endless money to shop. a chef.
Oh, my God. Why was just in my head thinking about this?
A chef.
You talk about in your life, like, yeah, yeah. what would be perfect for you?
For me. Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. Shit, a chef. Hell, someone who actually knows how to do natural hair, you know, so I don't got to just keep slicking it back. I would love
right,
that.
Right,
yeah, just something like that.
Just to get pampered, basically. Like, I ain't got to do shit. I ain't got to do shit. That's the perfect ideal world for me. I ain't got to work. I don't got to pay no bills because I hate paying bills. I don't care how little the bill is. I hate paying phone bills, car notes, and I hate paying bills.
We all hate paying bills, yeah, by so, the way. Like,
that'd be my ideal world to just live.
No bills.
Yes, no bills. I could just go out in the store, grab what I need.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you could just get pampered every day and you ain't have to do shit, what is it that you would be doing?
If I get, I would get massages all day.
That's it? Every day you wake up and get a massage?
I would wake up and get massages. I would wake up to food all the time, so I ain't got to, I just go get the food. It's already prepared.
You got like a hobby that you do that you think you would still do?
I would probably still do my hair.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's one thing I ain't gonna, because I get tired of doing my hair, but I wouldn't get no hairstylist or something. I'll just keep doing my own hair.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn, you really love hair.
Yeah, I do. I used to do hair.
You got and a hairline?
Who?
Hairline.
No, I need one. I'm
you should.
I'm gonna drop some shit. Yeah, sell some little bundles. Yeah. Different shit like this.
Yeah, red
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fly.
Some ghetto shit like, I want to do all kind of shit.
She said, I got plans. I got
plans. Yeah, you got to see.
You would never believe me if I told you blank.
You would never believe me. You would never believe me if I said I was shy. Yeah, I am,
they don't even believe that.
And but when you first met me, you wasn't. That's because I opened up to them. But he know how, when I first met him, I was mean to them. I just was like closed off. I was just looking at them like they was crazy because they was being all nice to me. I'm like, why y'all so nice like that? We not used to nice people in St. Louis. They was they nice in Miami. Like, they hold doors for you. When you getting off the elevator, they say, all right, have a good day. I was looking at people like, what the fuck that supposed to mean?
No way.
I'm like, what the fuck you mean, have a good day? I'm like, why they talking to us? Like, who is these people? But they cool. I got used to all that kind of shit though now.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Stay used to it. Yeah. It's only getting more. It's gonna only going to be more.
Yeah, they be real friendly. But yeah. I'm used to that now.
I love that. Good. Y'all showing her better.
Yeah, they really is.
That's ridiculous that you're not used to fucking getting your door
was
held
we
open
though?
For you.
Was I, Sonny?
Nah. Would you try to tell them to stop? Like, what are you doing?
They just was like, I don't know. They could tell I was feeling worried about the shit. Because I'm like, I felt like it was a trap. Because I'm like, why y'all being so nice? Like,
you have siblings?
Yeah.
You got an older brother?
No.
Oh,
I got a big sister.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, your older brother should have did that for you. As something.
Nah, yeah. It was different.
My personality trait is blank.
What? Like, my personality traits? Oh, I'm funny. I'm fun. I'm shy. Outgoing. Some people, they'll say I'm crazy. I don't care. Like, I'm just, like, free. Like, I'm just a free spirit. Like, I don't care. Like, I go with the flow. Whatever y'all want to do, I'm with it type shit. Like, I don't judge nobody, you know?
I love
that.
I'm
just open.
What, in the era of, like, social media where everybody can comment on your shit, what makes you feel so comfortable being, like, open?
What made me feel comfortable being open about myself?
Because
I don't care, and it's real shit everybody go through. Like, I be talking about all kind of shit that people wouldn't even say. And they'd be looking at me like I'm crazy for saying it. But I'd be like, I mean, y'all go through it, too. Y'all just not trying to say it. It's real.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a DJ, if you didn't know.
Ooh.
And I like to know what is in everybody's playlist. So
okay.
Do me a favor. Take out your phone. Mm-hmm. And I want to screen grab your Apple Music or Spotify, whatever you listen to.
I'm going to go on YouTube. I'll be on YouTube.
Be on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
What's in your recently listened to on YouTube?
Number one is Sexy Red. Then.
Let me see.
And these, you ain't got to say them. But I just be looking up people. I like Gucci.
This was tough.
Suki. Suki yeah. on her. Gucci Man on her. NBA Youngboy. I like music, so I look up all kinds
of. You got all types of
yeah,
shit.
Kodak on her.
Yeah.
Woo the Kid, Lil Durk.
Yeah, Lola on there too. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, yeah, and I listen to Chief Keef.
Oh, of course. That's your guy. Yeah.
I love him. They say I'm the female Chief Keef or Gucci Man.
Which one do you prefer? You like both?
They be comparing. Remember back in the day when Gucci Man signed Chief Keef when he first came out?
I did not know Gucci signed Chief Keef.
Yeah. Did you know that when he signed? You ain't know that? Chief Keef
Gucci
always,
be signing everybody.
Yeah. He always be remixing. Chief Keef always used to remix Gucci Man shit and shit.
Okay.
So I feel like, okay, yeah, I see the little comparisons and stuff.
Shit, that's an honor.
Yeah, for real. I guess they saying it because I'm like a hood bitch or something. I don't know.
She said, because I'm like a hood bitch or something.
I don't know why they say that.
Well, shit, it was a pleasure meeting you.
It was nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, this was dope.
It was fun.
Shout out to your Instagram. Let everybody know where they can follow Sexy Red and stay in touch. You dropping new music?
Yeah, I'm finna drop soon, so just wait on it.
Soon.
But it's your favorite hood hottest princess, Sexy Motherfucking Red. You can follow me on Instagram at Sexy Red. That's sexy with two Y's, because I'm extra sexy. And that's it. Sexy Red. Sexy with two Y's. Don't forget.
Love it. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Spend dope for the non-os. Yeah. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I?